98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
It's 6:12 on 98FM's Big Breakfast. It's Alice DJ, Better Off Alone.
Your DJ voice doesn't work when I put Kill Bill music on.
Better Off Alone.
Better Off Alone, and then this comes on. So I want to do a public service announcement.
Oh, okay.
Because I think for people that haven't been to Amsterdam, they need to know a few things.
Okay.
Because I would be a well-traversed traveller at this point, let me tell you.
This would be good for me, I've never been.
Okay, so if you go, you get a bit hungry, and you want to eat a cake, I recommend you look at the instructions of said cake first, okay? So then eat it. For some reason in Amsterdam, they give you instructions on how to eat cake. So I ate a cake. I was hungry. And then I went to the airport. First mistake. Okay. So I had my little cake. Lovely chocolate.
Very nice.
And then it all went down at the airport. They stopped my luggage, right? And I started getting a little kind of like, oh, well, this is probably routine. I was there a good 40 minutes. That's not routine. Something, they can't find something. They're looking in it. They're scanning it through different scanners. They have the manager over. Meanwhile, me and my cake, I'm not having a great time. Everything is going through my head. What's going on with my case? Why is this nothing in my case? And they find this hidden compartment in my laptop. And it looks like my laptop has been tampered with because it's fallen apart. And they think I've inserted a metal sort of knife-looking thing into my laptop.
What?
So tick, 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 my flight's about to go. Also, I'm now panicked because the cake, yeah. Right? So they ask me very politely to check in the bag. You can keep the bag, there's probably nothing in there, but we can't bring it on the plane. Fine, legged it down, had to go all the way back through security. And the other bag I had then got searched. There was a thing. What's it called? There was
metal?
No, they were swabbing it.
Oh, the swabs.
Just in case of my cake.
Yeah.
Got in my bag, but it didn't. It was on my tummy. And so eventually then, we just made the flight with about 7 minutes to spare. So moral of the story is,
don't eat cake.
Well, eat cake, but just don't go to the bleeding airport.
Stay in Amsterdam.
Yeah, just stay in a really nice warm environment.
It's Florence and the Machine. Oh, look at that. Hunger.
I'm starving.
It's 98FM's Big Breakfast. 98FM's Big Breakfast. Roger Sanchez, another chance on 98FM. It's 20 past 6. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Welcome back, Luke, after being away for the weekend. Birthday surprise, where he was brought to Amsterdam by his better half.
Yeah.
Good time?
Yeah. Paying for it now, but yeah.
Good. We need to just go back and discuss something. We talked about this on Friday, and I got blamed for something. Mm-hmm. And that was on Thursday evening when you arrived into 37 on Dawson Street, and it was a case of like, oh, here he comes. Surprise.
There's your laugh.
Yeah, there's me laughing. So you said something at your party which kind of threw me back a bit. I felt like I'd ruined your whole party because you said, I saw your car in the car park and I got a little bit suspicious. I knew there was something up.
Facts. You just there. You told the whole story in one sentence. That was right. Stephen Cooper ruined my birthday.
I did?
There you go.
That's it?
But as soon as I said it, Sue said, Sue says, oh, you said you didn't. So does that mean that Sue's being the incredible capable producer said, Neil Cooper, don't park in front of Luke's space because he's going to see it.
If you want, I can show you the conversation.
And you went, no bods.
No. With Sandra, your other half, who arranged the party, I said, is Luke driving in? Because I need to move my car if he is and hide it. And she says, no, he's getting a taxi. So it's your fault. You ruined your own party. Yes. Because you weren't feeling well. You were like, here, I'm not getting a taxi. I'm just going to drive in.
I said, I'd drive in because that'd be so much better. And there's Cooper's car. I was like, what's Cooper doing over there? 8 o'clock in the evening.
Strange.
But thank you.
It's all right. You had a good night?
I did, yeah. 98FM's
Big Breakfast. Snow Patrol, call out in the dark at 98FM. The time is 6:38. It's Tuesday morning. How's it going?
Good morning. I just think now it's all, everything's fine. Producer Susan's studio. All is well with the world. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. You're going to be the sort of ringleader for this next couple of minutes.
That is my occupation, yes.
Circus ringleader. We're the performers, that's the one.
Exactly, you're the puppets.
Thank you.
I'm just holding the strings.
Thank God she said puppets and not clowns.
Why?
ringleader, circus, clowns.
What's wrong with that?
Catch up.
Oh, okay.
Right, we're playing 98FM's Lie to Me this morning. So hopefully you've built up enough stories over the weekend that you can pull the wool over my eyes. One of you will tell a true story. One of you will tell a complete fabrication, let's just say. And it's up to me and you to figure out. 087-798-9898. Give me some help. I find it hard.
Go ahead, Coop.
Okay. This is actually news to you, Luke. I need to discuss this with you. But I said, I'm sure I might not talk about it on air. On Friday, while you're away, I got an email and at a quick meeting yesterday, and I've semi-agreed that we would do it. And that is, we've been asked, because of the St. Patrick's Festival as a storytelling theme this year, we've been asked to be the Grand Marshals for the Dublin Parade.
5-day parade as well. They must be stuck for marshals.
No, it's just a one-day parade. So it's on Sunday, the 17th March. Oh. So we've been asked to be the marshals. And that's it, basically.
Semi-agreed.
So I need to discuss it with you. But what an honour. Last year was Mark Hamill off of Star Wars.
Who? That's what Suze is saying in her head.
Luke Skywalker.
I've heard his name before.
Oh, that's fab.
Have they ever had a joint Grand Marshal?
Jedward, I'd say.
Yeah, Jedward. They were the Luke and Grand Marshals, weren't they?
They were, actually.
Were they?
Yeah.
And is it something you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely want to do it.
What does the job entail?
Waving. Watch,
is that it?
Watch this. It's great for radio. See that?
Yeah.
Wow, you could even hear it through the radio. It's an incredible wave.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah. Why wouldn't yous be asked? Most popular man in Dublin. Luke.
Hi, how's it going?
I was taking a moment to think about it, but go on.
Yeah. So I was in Amsterdam over the weekend, don't know if you know. And there's things over there that you can see if you want to. And it's fine. People earn a living off showing things to people. So, you know, it's a big demand for it, big audience. So it's streamlined now. So you could go into a place, right, and you put a euro in a little slot and a window goes from being completely glassed over to clear with the use of electricity, I think it is. And so you can pay to have that window go clear and then see like a performance. And,
yeah.
And so me and my missus crammed ourselves into a one-man booth in Amsterdam's performing district and proceeded to watch a performance. Spent a few euros on it, actually. On this.
Yeah, I can believe that. That's more believable.
Is it?
How far does the performance go?
Oh, it's a performance can be halfway through, depending on what time you arrive to the screen. And the weird thing is, it's in a semicircle, so you can see other people watching the performance. Some of them are very, very close to the window. Others, you can't see their hands.
I do think it's something you and Sandra would do.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a great performance. She looked like she was enjoying herself. Sorry.
Is there only one seat?
No, you just stand.
Okay.
You can't be sitting. That would encourage things.
Okay. Yeah. When in Amsterdam.
It's a good performance.
087-798-9898. Who do you think is lying?
It's Halsey without me on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Without me from Halsey on 98FM, it's 6:45 on the Big Breakfast.
So we're at the end of 98FM's Lie to Me. One of us has lied to a co-worker and we're going to get away with it too.
I think it's clear cut this morning.
Why? Why do you think it's clear cut this morning?
Not to belittle you two, but would you have been asked to be the Grand Marshals at this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade? Are you first choice?
Well, there's many people are busy, so...
Also, it's not that far away. It's next month. So they're leaving themselves very short.
They were let down.
By who?
Multiple people.
Not actually at liberty to say.
So
this person who let, just to let you know, the person who let them down has filming commitments.
And he's also playing next on 98FM.
Oh. And Luke said he was in Amsterdam and he went to a show where he put a euro in a slot. And there's nothing actually remarkable about that story, really.
You can't do that. You can't do that other place.
You went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
It's like having a cross on if you went to Paris.
Is that a euphemism?
Well, look at that.
Fair play to Suze.
A pizza if you went to Rome.
Yeah, hey, you go for a show in Amsterdam.
Or having a donut if you went to Dublin.
Shock, horror. Yeah. I'm going to say, Luke is telling the truth. Cooper, you are the one that is lying.
Wow.
Suze, right now, you are looking at Cooper and Luke. And one of them has lied to you. That person is me. It's all about planting a seed in their head.
Yeah.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
While you're away sunning yourself in lovely, hot, sunny Amsterdam, Luke. We're at Wicklow on Sunday with the kids, just visiting relatives. And when we're driving around, kids, you know when you're driving around, they're like, what's that? What's this?
All day.
All day. And they're like, Dad, why is Dublin called Dublin? What does it mean? I'm like, well, it's the translation is Blackpool, where the Poddle meets the Liffey at Dublin Castle, and it's a deep pool. So it's the translation is Blackpool. They're like, grand. So on the way to Wicklow, we're going down the Slorgan Jewel carriageway, and they see a sign. Dad, Leopardstown. Why is it called Leopardstown? Is that where it's loads of cats and leopards?
Definitely.
And I'm like, stumped. No idea why Leopardstown is called Leopards. I just thought maybe whoever, you know, invented the town likes big spotty cats.
Hey, look, it seems like a plausible enough idea. I would have just said, yeah, leopard sounds, loads of leopards there, don't go in there.
That's it. But that definitely could be it, because I've never known of any big cats to be in leopard sound, so I need to know why, because the kids wouldn't believe me that it was got to do with big cats, so I've no idea. So,
I've still no idea.
I couldn't find anything about why Leopardstown is called Leopardstown.
That's what about Burstford Place? Is there loads of burrs? Damn it, that was a stretch.
It was a good stretch.
It was a little stretch.
Yeah, so like they were asking about loads of places, but I think the one I was really stumped with was Leopardstown. Like when we was telling them about the Hellfire Club, why it's called the Hellfire Club, because the card game with the devil and all this and the place.
Oh, the myth about seeing the devil up there.
Yeah, yeah. It's your myth. That's real, man.
But
Leopardstown is where I'm stumped. I have no idea.
Okay, well, right. Hey, well, look, the power of radio, 0877 98 98 98. I guarantee within like 15 seconds now, we're going to have several different types of explanations.
Help Cooper be a better father.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Clean Bandit Symphony on 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. We are down a man. He wasn't in the best shape, in fairness. Now he's been suffering from the man flu for a while, and we've literally just put him in an ambulance and sent him home. It's only short of that, so we are now missing Luke. But it's fine, though. It's fine. We were asking a question because my kids were asking me, and I wasn't able to answer them, and I asked for your help. And that was, why is Leopardstown called Leopardstown? Me thinking that it was something to do with big, giant, spotty cats. The amount of WhatsApps coming in. Somebody said that Leopardstown Racecourse, where horses are fast like leopards. I don't think that's it. Matt might know, though. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not too bad, and yourself?
I think I'm all right for now. I've just disinfected the entire room.
I would do, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, it now just smells of Dettol in here. Just smells like my schoolroom when I was a child. So, tell us, why is Leopardstown called Leopardstown, please?
Okay, so as far as I know, and I can't remember whether it was when I was in primary school or secondary school, but I was told that Leopardstown was named after, because of lepers. And that's where they got the name from, because all the people that had leprosy went to this place and it just got nicknamed Leopardstown. So Leopardstown is actually Ballion and Lubber in Irish.
Okay.
And that's where it comes from.
No. Okay, I knew there was a leper colony in Dublin during that time, but I thought it was in Chapel Lizard. I thought Chapel Lizard was a leper colony. And I don't know why I thought it was Chapel Lizard for some reason. Maybe
there
it was.
You go.
That is mad. Dave, more questions if you want to try and fill us in. Why is the 40-foot called 40-foot? Any ideas?
No, that I don't know.
All right, there you go. That's the next question. Thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank
Cheers,
you.
Bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger in 98FM. This is the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Or is it Get to Know Dublin with Cooper and Luke? So we found out why Leopardstown is called Leopardstown. Apparently everyone's giving me loads of dogs abuse for not knowing why it's called Leopardstown, because it was a leper colony. So there you go. And then I said, any ideas why the 40 foot is called 40 foot? Because I genuinely said to Suze yesterday, I said, is it 40 foot deep? Which was her reaction, where she laughed. We have an answer though.
Hi Cooper, you asked about the 40 foot. Mm-hmm. The 40 foot was named after the 40 foot regiment of the army. They used to swim there, and that's when it became nicknamed the 40 foot. So it was the 40 foot regiment.
There you go now. Totally educated. Next one. Tick knock.
98 FMs. Big breakfast. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98 FM's Greedy Guts.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Not too bad.
Guess what?
Tell us.
I'm going to tell you something really cool now. You're automatically win yourself tickets for the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival.
Woohoo!
You go to, you've got 4 tickets, a family ticket to the Muppet Movie at Lighthouse Cinema on Sunday 24th of February. Amazing!
Woohoo! Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, we need to try and get you a load of cash.
I know. I was on before and I blew it on the first question.
First question, zing. Oh.
Can you remember what the first question was?
Yeah, I think blood is thicker than something.
Oh, the
water.
Girl.
Water. And I had skin or something like that. Oh, my God.
Okay. Listen. Connie, we hope you at least win 25 euro on this one. But you know the rules, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go. 5 questions, 500 euro. Get one wrong,
and
you're gone.
25 euro.
Ooh, a lot of pressure now on question number one, isn't there?
Yeah. Good luck, Connie.
Okay, for 25 euro, tell us, which artist made the moonwalk famous?
Which artist made the moonwalk famous?
He was always doing the moonwalk.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, it was.
Connie, everybody in Dublin just went like this.
Connie, you did that on purpose, did you? Oh my God, my heart. Oh,
God. You got 25 quid. Do you want to take that? Quit while you're ahead.
Well, I'm not that good with these questions. So are they easy questions now today or?
The next question is actually a difficult one for question two. It's quite current affairs-y.
Yes.
If you've been paying attention to the news, specifically something that happened over the weekend.
Mm. Okay. Well, look, I go for it. You know, I mean, I haven't lost much with 25 euro.
Okay.
Yeah.
50 euro.
That's a look, Connie. We're literally rooting for you here.
Yeah, thank you.
This was big news over the weekend. So protests took place outside which politician's house in Wicklow over the weekend?
Oh, God.
Health Minister.
Do you want to give it the initials? It's a health.
Health Minister. Leo Varadkar?
No, he's the Taoiseach. He was health minister a few years ago.
His first name is Simon.
John Kavanagh?
No.
Oh,
it's all right, Connie. I wouldn't have got it, but, you know, that's fine.
Look, you're still going to the film festival.
Yeah, you're going to film festival. Congratulations.
So much. Thank you.
All right, Connie. We'll talk to you again in another few weeks, yeah?
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's cool. Yeah, she gets a family ticket for 4 people to the Muppet Movie at Lighthouse Cinemas Sunday 24th of February because we are partners with the Dublin International Film Festival with Virgin Media, which is deadly. Now, here's the situation. That's 98FM's Greedy Guts. And what we want to do is play that again tomorrow. Sorry, my screen has just died here in front of me. It's all right. It's all good. I got it all under control.
You're grand, Cooper. Seamless. No one noticed.
Coming up. Hang on.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Follow your fire on 98FM. It's 10 to 9. So, as you know, because we've been shouting about it, Valentine's is in 2 days, but today is another kind of day that you might celebrate, maybe not celebrate it because maybe you've been affected by this and it's broken your heart. That is, it's Red Tuesday. Suze, have you any idea what Red Tuesday is?
Well, Well, it sounds quite romantic since we are in Valentine's week, aren't we?
Well, it's the opposite of romantic, Suze. It's actually the day that a lot of people will break up with somebody before Valentine's Day.
So they get out of buying a gift.
Pretty much.
Scab.
Yeah. Because it kind of happens as well coming up to Christmas as well, where, you know, a week or two before Christmas, people break up with people.
Yeah, it's like the get out clause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not a nice thing now. You could craft a card, make something instead of having to buy something.
Or you could just not give anything and then the other half will probably dump you.
If you're lucky enough, yeah. So what we want to know is, like, have you had a breakup on Red Tuesday or just before Valentine's Day and that you didn't see coming, maybe? That you're thinking that it was all good. It was all good in the hood. Then suddenly, boom, dumped.
Nothing worse than getting dumped around this time of year or Christmas.
Especially if you bought a nice present for your other half.
Yeah. And or your birthday as well.
Birthday dumping is a bad one as well. Okay, so have you been dumped on Red Tuesday or in around the time of coming up to Valentine's? 0877 98 98 98. And maybe you're planning on dumping somebody today.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
What? Oh, you want us?
Oh, do it on air.
Okay. All right. You want us to dump somebody for you on air? Go for it.
Well, that took a turn.
Yeah. It's like us saying, oh, your poor little heart doing. Yeah, we'll do the heartbreak for you. It's Alicia Keys, Empire State of Mind. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Good morning. 0877 98 98 98. Good luck.
Yeah.
98 FM's.
It's 98 FM, Ava Max, Sweet but Psycho. It's a big breakfast with Cooper and Luke. So, we're talking about Red Tuesday, which is today. What is Red Tuesday? Yeah, well, it's 2 days before Valentine's Day, and it's the day where they reckon it's a good day to break up with somebody. It's just in time before you have to buy any flowers or cards or anything like that. Mad text coming in. My darling husband of 13 years broke up with me 9 years ago today to live with another woman. That's the best thing that ever happened to me. He even left a Valentine's card in the kitchen cupboard to his other wife. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Cooper.
How's your heart?
Well, it wasn't bad. It was bad when it first started happening, but like I got used to it.
What do you mean you got used to it? Hang on a sec. Go back a second. What happened?
Okay, so we are together 20 years this June.
Okay.
And when we first start going out, kind of come up to Valentine's Day, he would break it off with me. And then kind of 2 days after, he's come back crawling and give me and everything else. And then my birthday falls the week before Christmas. So he would have a big argument with me then just before my birthday. So he'd get away with then birthday and Christmas presents.
Every year?
Well, it kind of was for the first 2 years. And then I kind of got wise to him, and then I was like, you're just having an argument now to get out of something, to get out of time. And he'd say, no, I'm not. And I was like, yeah. And the funny thing always was for Valentine's Day and my birthday, I always said to him, I only want a card. I don't want presents. Just get me a card, even if it's just one you made at home. So it was like the simplest things he had to get, and yeah, he used to cause arguments or break up with me.
He doesn't by any chance have a high-pressure job, does he?
He does now, when he first started going out now.
How does he deal with that? It's like, right, well, here's this evening's report, so we need you to go and file these. No, I'm gone, I've left. That's mad. And is there anything that he does now that you're 20 years together that you're just like, oh, here we go again, he's at it again, he's going to do something? Does he?
Sometimes, like, if he forgets, but, like, I know Valentine's Day now falls on Thursday, so I'm waiting for I forgot to buy it. And if I say to him, well, why don't you just get me a card? He'd go, well, hang on, I'm just going down to the shop and I'll get you one now. He'd do something like that.
Okay, so he's got 2 days, okay, to get his act together. We're going to send you to the cinema, if that's okay with IMC Cinemas.
Thank you.
You can bring somebody else. You can leave him alone. <All right. laughs> And what's his name? Can we say his name?
Yeah, is Noel.
Noel.
Yeah.
Noel! Valentine's Day is in 2 days. Sort out your life while your other half goes to the... Go on.
And just buy a card.
That's all she wants. All right. I hope you've another 20 years of happiness and weirdness.
Brilliant.
All right?
Thank you so much, Cooper.
Bye.
Bye. 98 FM's.
Big Breakfast.
The 9:15 Mystery Machine.
98 FM.
So this is the part of the show where we have a machine which is in the studio. And I've been giving a borrowing order for it. I'm not allowed to go near it anymore. And Luke has gone home sick. Poor fella's got the man flu. It's as simple as that. He's not well at all. And the only person who's qualified to have a go at the 9:15 Mystery Machine is Producer Suze. Good morning, Producer Suze. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah, I've done my provisional for this, got my full licence, and I'm ready to go.
Full licence?
Yeah, okay. You need one of those for the 9:15 Mystery Machine.
All right, okay. Well, off you go and press a button then.
Okay. I don't know if you've noticed this one. It's been flashing at the side. I don't know if that means something's wrong, but we'll press it and see what happens.
This is the one that says error.
Zing. Yes, it is the last note guessing game.
No, 9:15, Miss Machine.
Bad for you, but great for everyone else because we do have cinema passes at IMC Cinemas to give away for anyone that gets it right. But I'm going to test you first, Cooper.
Why would you embarrass me in front of everybody? It's like you do this all the time.
It's not me, it's the Mystery Machine.
Okay.
It takes joy from it. It's what feeds it.
Okay.
So here's a clip for you. Tell me, what is the song?
Oh, sorry.
If you could see Cooper's face.
We're not on TV at the moment, but my face said, my face looks like Paul McCartney in shock. That's that kind of look in my face. Okay. I'm going to guess it's Hozier.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not a bad guess, though.
Hozier's mom?
Go on. Go again. Silence in the room for a second.
Says you got me. I've absolutely no idea.
It's Radiohead.
Amazing. I remember going to see Radiohead in the RDS years ago, and we literally sat there, waited for Creep to come on and Paranoid Android because I knew none of the other songs.
What?
And then the Paranoid Android right at the end. I'm like, you guys suck.
Oh, stop. I love Radiohead.
Yeah, no,
go back and listen.
Okay. This is for our listener now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is it Radiohead?
No, it's a bit easier, a bit more current, I guess.
All right, here we go. Best of luck. Have a listen. This is the song that you need to identify by the last note. You. Now I've still no idea. All right, here we go. You. One more time. Mm-hmm. You.
98 FMs. Big
breakfast. Tune. Take that on 98 FM. Never forget. Yeah, that was their big goodbye song. And they were like, see yous, we're breaking up. Good luck to yous. A couple of years later, hey, it's another 5 albums. So we're playing the 9:15 Mystery Machine, and it spat out my least favourite game because it challenges my brain too much. That is the last note guessing game. Here's the last note. You. I think it's quite a difficult one, and loads of people have said, is it Westlife, Hello My Love? No, it's not. Caroline got it spot on, though. She says it's Justin Bieber with DJ Snake, Let Me Love You. Nice one, Caroline. You got the cinema passes for IMC Cinemas. It's 9:27 on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Traffic's on the way next. I used to believe...
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM's gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
We sent Luke home sick because he was rubbish and stuffed up and all coffee, and we're like, get out of here with your germs.
So I don't really have to live up to much.
No.
No.
What's the gossip, Sue?
So we're going to start off with a very strange collaboration. You might recognise this song. Imagine it with a Nicki Minaj rap over it. That's right, Avril Lavigne and Nicki Minaj are releasing music together. The song's called Dumb Blonde and it's out today. So I've been checking, it still hasn't been released, but at some stage today you will hear Avril Lavigne and Nicki Minaj and their worlds collide in a single, and I just can't imagine what it would sound like.
This is the end of the world right now, as we know it. This is what they were talking about. This is more powerful than typing Google into Google.
Yeah,
that's what breaks the internet.
Exception. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. From that to... Netflix. So I'm always on the lookout for a good show to watch on Netflix. I've just finished the show You. Did you watch it at all?
Haven't watched it yet. I've started Russian. Is it Russian Doll? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, so You is a typical, you need to watch the next episode straight away. So you watch it very quickly. So always need a new one. And I've been hearing people for months talking about The Bodyguard, which is on BBC.
Yes.
And I never got to watch it because it's on too late.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
And you don't know how to use your VCR anymore.
True. Good news is that it's coming to Netflix and all six episodes will be on Netflix on March 23rd.
Oh, cool.
So even if you've already watched it and you want to watch it again, it will be there for you.
Savage. Good job.
And finally, this is a bit of a weird one. Mm-hmm. I used to be a really big Chris Pratt fan, and he was on Stephen Colbert chatting about the diet he was on, which is the Daniel diet. So here's a little bit of what it's like.
How'd you get in the buff shape and all that kind of stuff?
Right.
But you've taken it a step further. You've taken it beyond just lifting weights and, like, you know, and lean meats to something called the Daniel fast.
Yes.
What is the Daniel fast?
This is something I did just in this year. I just came off it a couple days ago. It's a 21-day fast. That's kind of, a lot of people are doing it. I did it through my church. It's based on Daniel.
The book of Daniel?
The book of Daniel.
The prophet?
The prophet Daniel. From the book of, from the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. He was a guy who, only ate fruits and vegetables and grains and didn't have any leavened breads and didn't have any animal products. And so I was inspired by my pastor. We do it. It's kind of like our Lent, you know, give something up. And so for 21 days, I had no meat, no sugar, no alcohol.
So 21 days without that, and that's fine, that's great if he wants to do it. But he's been getting called out by other celebs saying that the church that he was talking about, he was saying this was inspired by his pastor and his church, that his church is actually anti-LGBTQ. So they've called him out and said, why are you following that church?
Yeah.
He's come back and said, it's not really, they're open to everyone, even though their stance is we are open to everyone, but we won't put any of those people in power, is what they're saying, which is ridiculous.
Oh my God. Yeah, I used to love him in Parks and Recs and everything in there.
So I don't know how I'm feeling about Chris Pratt these days. That was a gossip according to Susie. Might go in peace.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Jax Jones. Play on 98FM. It is The Big Breakfast. It's just coming up to 20 to 10. And we love this time of the show because Suze literally scours the world for the finest stories to get us to the end of the show, which is one more tune. And it's a song that you get to pick because of the story.
Yeah, and we're going over to the United States this morning. A bit of a disgusting story this morning. So, you know when you're in the public bathroom and someone comes out of the cubicle or whatever and doesn't wash their hands, just have a look at themselves in the mirror and then leave.
See it all the time, Suze.
All the time.
See it all the time.
Well, imagine that and then multiply it by 10 years because there's a Fox News host called Pete over in the States, and he's saying that he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years.
What?
I know. And his reason? Germs aren't real.
Hang on a second. Germs aren't real.
So Pete is one of those guys that says, if you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
Oh, no.
So he says he doesn't see the point of washing his hands. So he can't see them on his hands. His hands look clean, so he's not going to wash them. Now, if Pete has ever had a stomach bug, a flu, or anything that can be passed from hand-to-hand contact or, you know, touching anything, that's pure evidence of germs there, Pete.
But he's still... I'm sorry, I can't believe... Because he can't see it, it doesn't exist. Yeah. He doesn't get microscopes for eyeballs. And because of this, I need to...
Oh, stop.
Wow, I need to put some on my hands. Because it's...
Get freaked out.
Yeah, ooh. All right, I've gotten disinfectant everywhere. That's fine, though.
I think Pete's kind of got a get-out clause for this, though, because when you're in the shower, you're kind of washing your hands anyway. So he's not actually... What I was imagining was filthy, dirty hands that haven't been washed in 10 years. But on the TV, they look actually pretty fine.
Yeah, but still, so you're saying that even though when he goes to the toilet, he probably doesn't wash his hands.
I'm not condoning it. So I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm just saying that his hands probably see water from time to time.
I don't know, Suze. It sounds like you're condoning it. Maybe you don't wash your hands. Okay, what song are you suggesting?
Okay, I'm going to go with Christina Aguilera, Dirty.
FM's Big Breakfast.
Well, that's disgusting. It's turned me off my breakfast, that's for sure. So, man who claims that he doesn't wash his hands because he can't see the germs. So, if he can't see them, they don't exist.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM. Bad luxury body on 98FM. Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Suze has given us a one more tune story, and it's about a disgusting thing that's happening to a newsreader in America.
Yeah, Fox News reporter says that he stopped washing his hands 10 years ago because he doesn't see the point, because he can't see germs, so in his head, they can't do nothing. Also, he thinks it will help his immune system, which kind of counteracts his theory. If he doesn't believe in germs, then he can't be saying that it benefits your immune system.
Is he a flat earther?
Could be.
One of those, you know, the things in the skies as well. Somebody says insane in the brain. That's unfair. He's just thinks differently. Alicia Dixon, the boy does nothing. Good choice. Does he wash up? Never wash up. Does he clean up? No, he never cleans up. That's a really good choice. I like this. Germs for kids. Wash your hands song.
Don't spread germs at home and school. Wash your hands, that's what you do.
Can we send that to that guy? Our favourite one, though, has to be Fede LeGrand's Put Your Hands Up for Detroit. This is Detroit in America.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It says hands in it, and it's a tune. It's 98FM, one more tune.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.